All right, good evening. Welcome to the January 18th meeting of the Planning Commission. We will start off with introductions. I'm Joe Phillips from North Kitsap. Rest of North Kitsap can introduce themselves, please.
Aaron Murphy, North Kitsap.
Amy Mall, North Kitsap.
And then South Kitsap.
AC Smith, representing South Kitsap.
Thank you.
Compton-born Corey, South Kitsap.
Danielle Douthit, South Kitsap.
And Central Kitsap.
Hi, Stephen Bowe from Central Kitsap.
Okay. And at this point, we are down two members. We're waiting for them, Commissioner Wolf, to appoint two new members. We will, proceed with our meeting. We have a quorum. Let's see, our virtual protocol is that we have for internet users when there's time for public speaking. If you click on the bottom of your screen, the raise hand signal if you'd like to comment, and then you'll be unmuted when we announce your name. We ask that you introduce yourself and approximately where you live in the county. For call-in users, use star 9 on your keyboard, on your keypad, and when you hear the last four digits of your call-in number announced, the sound will be unmuted. Again, we ask that your first and last name and where you're residing. If need be, you can use star 6 to unmute your phone. And we do accept written comment. We ask that that be sent to us by 2 p.m. on the day prior, and those will be read during the meeting with the limits of 2 minutes, which we do for the other speakers. Okay, and that should be that for meeting. And we have the adoption of the agenda. Do I have a motion to adopt the proposed agenda?
To adopt the agenda as presented.
All right. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Bowe, thank you. All those in favor of the agenda, please raise your hand and say yes.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. And it's unanimous. Okay. All right. Item D, adoption of the minutes. We only have the December 7th minutes for approval this time. Do I have a motion for adoption of the minutes?
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of December 7th.
All right, thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you. Any discussion of the minutes before we approve them? There was one minor correction on page 5, line 21. I believe that the I should be is on that. Any other corrections? No? All those in favor of approving the minutes, please raise your hand, say yes.
Aye.
And all those against, and those abstaining. One abstention. Okay, 6-1 abstention. It passes. All right. Now on to our first general public comment period. And do we have anyone that wishes to speak at this time? I'm not seeing anything. Amanda? No?
Nope, I do not see any raised hands or indication.
Okay. Going once, twice. Okay, we will close that public comment period. And on to the once a year election process. Just to remind everyone, any member may make a nomination. Our rules of procedure require a second to the nomination for it to be valid. Discussion is not required, but the individual nominating may say a few words with others following if desired. And our custom has always included an inquiry to the nominated individual as to their acceptance. All right, so I am calling for nominations from the floor for the position of chair.
Crickets. I nominate Joe Phillips to continue as chair. Okay.
Do I have a second for that nomination? I see all sorts of hands. Okay. We don't need to discuss, I will accept it for another year just to save everybody the abuse and that. Okay. Any other nominations? Once, twice. Okay. All right. Now we ask for the vote. All those approving for the vote for myself to be chair again, please raise your hand, say yes. One, two, three, four. Okay. I'm in for another year. Okay. All right. Then we have nomination. We call for the nominations from the floor for the position of vice chair. Do I hear a nomination?
I nominate Amy Mall for vice chair.
Okay. I will second that. Okay.
I'm happy to continue, but I do want to say if anybody else is vaguely interested, Commissioner Phillips made it very easy this past year. I think there was only one meeting I had to do anything. So if anybody else is interested, you're welcome to take over and I won't feel bad.
Okay. All right, we have Amy Mall as nominated. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Going once, going twice. Okay, nominations are closed and we also accept. Amy, were you accepting the nomination?
Sure, I will accept.
Okay, all right. All those in favor of Amy Mall being vice chair for the rest for this year, please raise your hand, say yes. Okay, 7-4. So we get another year, Amy. All right. Elections are done. Normally I would hand off to the new one, which we did. And we have a status update on the bicycle electric vehicle code from Melissa.
Thank you, Chair Phillips. So this is pretty much just an update on the public participation plan, and I'll let you know that it's already in progress, so being implemented at this time. I'm going to drop the link to the project website in the chat, so you guys can visit the project website there. I don't have a presentation or anything. I'm just going to go through kind of the high-level stuff that's in the executive summary, and if there are any questions, I'm happy to chat about any of those things. So as it says in the public participation portion of the executive summary, there are going to be two surveys, One of them is already out there on the website, the one that's for the general public. The one for developers will go out to KBA directly, and that hasn't gone out yet. As I mentioned, the project website is live, so folks can make their way there. We've spoken with three of the four CACs. We'll be speaking with the other one at their meeting in February. And I believe the non-motorized facilities committee is also chatting about this tonight with a little bit of a talk from public works staff that staff that committee as well. As I mentioned when we talked about this before, we're putting together a workshop group that's going to help review the draft code language. I had four members last time who were interested in being on that. I'd hope tonight that you all can kind of discuss and pick. I don't want to be the one who picks. If that means that Joe, you as chair end up picking, and if you want to pick yourself, go for it. But I don't want to have to be the person who chooses among the four of you who were interested. So that was you, Stephen, Aaron, and Stacy. We'll be working with that workshop group towards the end of February. It's going to be about a 4-hour-ish commitment, some time on your own to review the code language as well as the reference documents that we'll be building that code language with, including the survey results. And then there will be two different Zoom workshop group meetings that folks can participate in. It's meant to be whichever works better for somebody's schedule, not that they need to be at both of those meetings. We'll be offering consultations to community groups. We'll be doing that via the website, but also we'll be sending out letters to the community groups soliciting, you know, if they'd like to provide any input once we have that draft language or they have any other ideas for us at that time. And then we'll also have open houses and work studies once we get into the Planning Commission and Board of County Commissioner processes. And then we will also be leveraging Gov Delivery, social media to get updates about the project out there. I had a very productive meeting with the department's social media marketing coordinator person. So if there are any specific questions that you have about what's in the public participation plan or anything else, we want to have more of a chat about the workshop group. Happy to answer any questions, but that's pretty much the update. It's all moving along.
Commissioner Smith.
So, Melissa, could you remind the group the time commitments to, from a commissioner that might be interested in joining this project?
Yeah, for the workshop group, I anticipate about 4 hours. So I would expect maybe the workshop group Zoom meeting, probably an hour and a half, just based on kind of the number of people that I expect would be in each meeting. And then some time on your own, you know, and obviously that depends on how quickly people read. But it's going to be a fairly short code draft. The backup materials will be basically a matrix of other codes that we are looking at as examples, as well as some model code. So it will be laid out in a combined format, so you're not flipping across each of the different draft, well, not draft, other cities adopted ordinances. And then also the survey results, which they're both very short surveys. They do both have some fill in the blank answers. But I expect that we'll probably basically narrow those fill-in-the-blank answers down to some, you know, word cloud kind of responses. What are the most common kind of answer type things? So I anticipate about 4 hours, but it's a little bit dependent on just how quickly people read. And, you know, if you chunk it out into, well, I'm going to read a half hour each night or whatever.
Okay, and could you remind me again who would put their name in for consideration?
You, Stephen, Aaron, and Stacy.
Okay. since I've got the chair and I'm doing other meetings along with this, I will withdraw from my, so it's down to Commissioner Smith, Commissioner Murphy, or Commissioner Maul. Commissioner Smith.
And unfortunately, with the time commitment, I'm not going to be able to commit to that. So I'd also like to withdraw my name.
Okay. It's down to Commissioner Murphy and Commissioner Maul.
I don't think it was me. I think it was Commissioner Beau.
Yeah. Oh, Beau. I'm sorry. See, it's a tough job. Anyway, Commissioner Beau and Commissioner Murphy.
Stephen, you had mentioned you drive an EV. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we could potentially accommodate both of you. You wouldn't necessarily be the Planning Commission representative. You would be representing basically a user, if that's okay with you as well.
That's fine. Commissioner Murphy has much more experience at this level than I do.
Okay. So, the process of elimination.
Okay.
Commissioner Murphy will be the Planning Commission member. Commissioner Beau will be a participant because he owns and uses an EV.
Okay. Stephen, I'd be happy to step down. It really just comes down to, from a code perspective, that, that's where my interest lies, is in understanding it on the developer's side.
Sure.
So.
Sure. It seems like an easier one to get my feet wet on it. Time commitment's fine, but either way works for me.
I'm happy to bow out and let you take that position as the commissioner who is there. I'd still be tracking it anyway, personally.
Okay.
So if you want to hang your hat on that, I'd suggest you go for it.
Okay, then I will go for it.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
See, I didn't have to make any decisions. Great.
And neither did I.
Commissioner Beau, thank you for taking that job on. Hopefully it doesn't get too difficult for you, but you can always call for help in that. Okay, with that, we have our second general public comment period. Do we have anyone wishing to speak tonight? Going once, going twice. Okay, we will close the public comment, seeing that no one called in or raised their hands. And the last item for the good of the order are commissioner's comments. Does anybody have any burning comments they wish to make? Commissioner Smith.
I'm just full of words today. I just wanted to thank you, Chair Phillips and Commissioner Maul, for stepping in and leading us for another year. I really do appreciate your leadership in that regard. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Did that need a second? I have a second.
Okay. Well, I think the votes kind of showed the acceptance. All right. I believe we do have a pending member, new member, going to be assigned. Mr. Shattuck, Richard Shattuck, has consented to rejoining the Planning Commission, which I find is very good. He brings his legal expertise back to our use. And then I believe Commissioner Beam is meeting or has met with Commissioner Wolf. So hopefully they are meeting on the 24th, and hopefully by the next Planning Commission meeting, we will be a full 9-person body in that. So that's all I have at this time. One last shot for any other comments.
If I may, just so yes. That nobody is alarmed, You won't see Liz Williams for a few months. She would have been here this evening, but she wasn't feeling very well. So she'll be out on FMLA for until about mid-April. So we haven't lost her. It's just that she's busy doing other things. And I do believe that there is also potentially somebody else who'll be coming on in long range, but I'm not part of that discussion. I just know they had some good interviews. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll be interested to see how that comes out. And that, okay. All right. So with that, and no other comments or jeering to happen, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Commissioner Murthy, thanks. All right, all those in favor, say yes, raise your hands. One, two, it's unanimous. All right, I think we got, that's another record short meeting, which was why we wanted to be virtual. Okay, so we will see everyone back here on February 1st. All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.